I want to give you an example right while we're fresh on the heels of it. We just listened to a quartet sing a beautiful song. Most of us don't have any basic understanding of music, harmony, counterpoint, rhythm. But in this four-part music we heard, there were ascending and descending lines that would strike dissonant moments and then resolve themselves into harmonies and sevenths and all of this fabulous movement. And I was thinking while I was listening to it, my mind was producing a picture. I was thinking of a field that my wife and I often drive by. And you've all seen a field of wheat or tall grass when there is a summer breeze on it. And it moves in waves. And you see these beautiful waves. And when you see beautiful waves, you experience a wave. But your experience of the wave that you see is actually of another order than the physical wave itself. There is a corresponding part of consciousness that is a wave. The matter reveals the level of consciousness and introduces the individual to that in themselves. Ordinarily, it lies dormant because there is nothing that is reflecting it, revealing its existence in that consciousness, which is why when you see something or hear something beautiful, you are sharing in that being. Now, I can only use words at this point, but I want you, as best you can, to imagine the following. God's universe is never not ascending and descending. It is never not waving. It is never not in dissonance resolving into harmony. It is never not in rhythm. It is never not colorful. It is never not dark. It is never not all those things. And as poorly as I am able to say it, this instrument called a soul, this instrument, just even a physical body, even its level of sensitivity, this instrument is intended to be the continual reflection of all of this movement, all of this dissonance and resolution. It's meant for that. And you know that briefly, minutely, when you hear this music, and if you're sensitive at all, you've turned yourself over to what it is turning you into. What it is revealing to you about yourself. That's why you like it. That's why you like stuff. Because it reveals you to you. Everything does. And we're meant to continually grow into newer and higher mansions within this great kingdom that is increasingly sensitive to all of this movement. At a point, one moves from wanting to possess things to just the understanding that true bliss, true pleasure, is in participation and participation alone.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.